Guess who? Kaylee Chella checking back in with your top stories for today's evening news rundown. Flexing his clemency powers once again, President Trump on Wednesday commuted the life sentence of a woman whose cause was championed by reality TV star Kim Kardashian West. Kardashian West, who visited the White House last week to press the case of Alice Marie Johnson, who has spent more than two decades behind bars serving life without parole for drug offenses, tweeted, quote, "Best news ever." Unlike a pardon, the commutation will not erase Johnson's conviction, but will end her sentence. Michael Scholl, a member of Johnson's legal team, praised Trump for a quote-unquote courageous move. Trump's decision, his latest inspired by a celebrity champion, comes amid a flurry of recent pardons issued by the president. He says he's considering a long list of other clemency actions for those famous and not, including a former Illinois governor who is serving 14 years in prison for corruption and celebrity homemaker Martha Stewart, who served about 5 months for insider financial trading. Four police officers from Mesa, Arizona are on an administrative leave following an incident last month in which a suspect was punched several times and it was captured on video. Police Chief Ramon Batista tells Phoenix TV station ABC 15 that he wasn't notified of the May 23rd incident until a week after it occurred, then he began an investigation. Officers responded to a domestic violence call at a Mesa apartment after a woman claimed her 20-year-old ex-boyfriend tried to break in. Responding officers say they encountered two men leaving the area and told them both to sit down, but only one complied. Apartment surveillance video shows officers punching that 33-year-old man several times before he was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct and hindering prosecution. The younger man is accused of disorderly conduct and domestic violence. The video has made its rounds on social media, which has led local groups like Black Lives Matter Phoenix to call for the firing of those officers involved. The video comes just 6 months after another Mesa police officer, Philip Brailsford, was tried and acquitted for the murder of Daniel Shaver. An Army National Guard officer accused of stealing an armored personnel carrier from a Virginia base and leading police on a more than 60-mile chase was driving under the influence of drugs, according to police. The Virginia National Guard said in a news release that Joshua Philip Yabbitt of Richmond was charged with eluding police and unauthorized use of a vehicle. The vehicle, which drives on tracks like a tank, was stolen Tuesday evening from Fort Pickett in Blackstone. Police chased it for about 2 hours at speeds as high as 40 miles an hour before the driver stopped and surrendered near Richmond City Hall, Virginia. Guard said the personnel carrier was driven away during routine training at Fort Pickett and has been returned to the base. The vehicle wasn't equipped with any weapons, but Yabbitt had his personal weapon with him without any ammunition. Police said an investigation is ongoing and declined to comment on a motive for stealing the vehicle, but said he was under the influence of drugs. Emails show that Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt had an agency staffer reach out to Chick-fil-A on government email about a, quote, potential business opportunity. The opportunity, according to one former EPA senior staff member, was exploring the possibility of a Chick-fil-A franchise for Pruitt's wife. It was the second disclosure in as many days of Pruitt asking agency staff to do personal tasks for him. Democratic lawmakers released a transcript Monday of an interview with a top Pruitt aide who said the EPA chief asked her to reach out to the Trump International Hotel about buying a used mattress. Federal ethics rules bar government employees from using their positions for private gain and prohibit supervisors from directing their subordinates to carry out personal errands. EPA mails obtained by the Sierra Club under the Freedom of Information Act show Sidney Hupp, then Pruitt's scheduler, reaching out to Chick-fil-A executive Dan Cathy on May 18, 2017, for a meeting at Pruitt's request, she wrote in the email. Hupp said in one email, quote, "The administrator didn't mention a specific topic, but I will touch base with him to see if there is one." She followed up the next day, writing, quote, "The administrator would like to talk about a potential business opportunity." All right, guys, that's all I got for now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest. This is Kaylee Chella, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.